spend less than 5 minutes to learn something cool about building apps on SharePoint using InfoPath.
Hi, my name is Charlie Han. I'm a program manager intern here at the Microsoft InfoPath team. Today I'm going to show you how to create a tab navigation system using InfoPath 2010's new picture button control. So here we are in the SharePoint list, and I created this in conjunction with the SCORE recruitment team. As you can see, this form has several different views, and I can switch through it using this drop-down menu. Now, while that's okay, I'd like to create a tab navigation system to provide a better experience for navigating those views. I can click this Customize Form button and launch InfoPath. Here we see that we have that same form, and now I'm going to add that tab navigation system. Essentially, a tab navigation system is just a series of buttons. When you click on them, they'll switch you to the appropriate view. I'm going to zero out the padding here so that everything looks proper. And as I mentioned, we're going to use the picture button control once again to allow everything to line up appropriately. I'm just going to zero out the margins here. So here we add a picture. Now, I've created these tabs already basically by taking Internet Explorer's tabs and adding my own text. So in this case, I'm going to use school information, and since we have four different views, I'm going to create four tabs. Now I'm going to change the images so that they correspond to the other views. So we have a travel, we have a career center, and we have a contact view. Furthermore, we can add hover images right here. So travel. Great, let's take a look. So as you can see, we have all of that hover effect already. Now, in order to switch views, what we want to do is actually add a rule, and InfoPath provides a nice declarative engine to do so. So we just add a rule to switch views, and we're going to point it at the travel view for this tab. We can copy and paste that rule and apply it to the other tabs. All we have to remember to do is to change which view it switches to. So in this case, we're going to switch to contacts, and here we're going to switch to career center. Right, now you're going to have to duplicate this on all of the other views so that you can switch between them. What we can do is just copy and paste the entire row and go over to our other view. And here I just paste it in, and we'll switch up the image so that the travel image is actually active. And there we go. And let's copy over the rule from travel over to school information. And finally, you can remove the rule from the travel tab so that you don't switch to the same view. Let's take a look again. As you can see, all of the hover effects came over from the copy and paste, and now we can switch between the school information and the travel tabs. So I haven't done the same with the Career Center or the contacts views yet, but essentially, you do much the same steps. For now, let's just publish back to SharePoint, and I'm going to use the quick publish. This ties in nicely with SharePoint because we're customizing a SharePoint list, and without specifying any connection parameters, it's going to communicate with SharePoint. Great. Let's take a look at the new form. So what you'll see is that the form is essentially the same as before, except for we now have these tabs, and the hover effects are there, and I can switch over to the travel tab, just like that. So interestingly enough, I've actually created a list here. This is essentially what the school's recruiters use, and I go to the University of Waterloo, and here you can see an example of the form with populated data. And again, I can switch over to the other tabs as well because I've enabled that. That's about it. Very easy to do, and I hope you enjoyed the video. Thanks for watching.